Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1. Isaiah 7, verse 1. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not yet mount an attack against it. When the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim, the heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out to meet Ahaz, you and Shirjashub, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the washer's field, and say to him, Be careful, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands at the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and the son of Remaliah. Because Syria, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, has devised evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves, and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, It shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years Ephraim will be shattered from being a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you are not firm in faith, you will not be firm at all. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. In that day the Lord will whistle for the fly that is at the end of the streams of Egypt and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria, and they will all come and settle in the steep ravines and in the clefts of the rocks and on all the thorn bushes and on all the pastures. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor that is hired beyond the river, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it will sweep away the beard also. In that day a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep, and because of the abundance of milk that they give, he will eat curds, for everyone who is left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day every place where there used to be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver will become briars and thorns. With bows and arrows a man will come, for all the land will be briars and thorns. And as for all the hills that used to be hoed with a hoe, you will not come there for fear of briars and thorns, but they will become a place where cattle are let loose and where sheep tread. Then the Lord said to me, Take a large tablet and write on it in common characters, belonging to Mahershalal Hashbaz, and I will get reliable witnesses, Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah, to attest for me. And I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, Call his name Mahershalal Hashbaz. For before the boy knows how to cry, My father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be carried away before the king of Assyria. The Lord spoke to me again, Because this people has refused the waters of Shiloh that flowed gently, and rejoiced over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore, behold, the Lord is bringing up against them the waters of the river, mighty and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and it will rise over all its channels and go over all its banks, and it will sweep on into Judah, it will overflow and pass on, reaching even to the neck, and its outspread wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel. Be broken, you peoples, and be shattered. Give ear, all you far countries. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. So going back to the beginning of chapter 7 to go over a little bit of what we read today. The events of chapter 7 take place around 735 BC. You can see this in 2 Kings chapters 15 and 16. Syria and Israel have joined forces to rebel against the Assyrian Empire and they're trying to force Judah to join that rebellion. Verse 3, the Lord tells Isaiah to go out to meet Ahaz and take with him his son, Shear-Jashub, which his name means a remnant shall return. Isaiah's sons are given symbolic names as reminders of God's message. The remnant shall return symbolizes both the judgment that is coming as well as the hope of a future restoration. We also see this encouragement that is offered to Ahaz, though he does not seem to accept it because he does not have faith in the message or perhaps in God as well. He refuses this divine sign, and instead the sign of Emmanuel is given to him. And so the ultimate fulfillment of this points to that future restoration of God's relationship with his people through Jesus the Christ. As is common, Isaiah uses this idea of insects to represent judgment of other, God using other nations to judge his people and sending those soldiers into their area. So he's talking about flies and bees, and it will be the soldiers swarming over the land. Verse 20 references the idea of shaving another, and forcibly shaving the head and the beard was a way of humiliating the enemy. The idea of this milk production in verse 22 and a small number of animals being adequate to provide for a family or several people is to show that the population is in the area is going to be severely reduced. In chapter 8, they record the prophecy, and in verse 7, he talks about the waters of this great and mighty river. This coming invasion is then represented as a flood from the Euphrates that is south through Syria, Israel, and Judah. The picture is such that Judah is left up to her neck in floodwaters, barely surviving. The last verse we read there, verse 10, take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand. For God is with us. You probably recognize that phrase because that is what Emmanuel means. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.